Hello, and thank you for joining us for yet another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane, and my company is Voice Matters, and I am here, as always, with my fantastic co-host. She is Karen Swim, and she is the leader of Solo PR Pro, the group that brings all us savvy smarties in PR and marketing together. Hey, Karen, how are you today?
Hello, Michelle. I'm great. Thank you. And how are you?
I am well. So far, so good. Making it through the first month of the year.
I know. I'm sort of hobbling through the first month of the year. Well,
truth be told, I'm there with you. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. My God.
Just to be totally transparent, I haven't quite found that like optimal flow just yet, but I'll get there.
Yeah, I don't think we're alone, which is why we thought we'd talk about, you know, everyone's still got that new year, fresh perspective mindset. And so we just thought we'd do a real quick touch on business prospecting today, you know?
Yes, I love that. Yeah. My favorite topic. Yay.
Because we're all about the business. You know, and I don't know, I have this renewed, well, it's funny. It's probably a periodic renewed interest in LinkedIn. I know it's a muscle I don't flex as often as I should. Yeah. But, you know, I like to just use LinkedIn just to check in on people. And, you know, give a congrats here and there. But really, my goal for 2021 is to try and really use it more just as a relationship builder, because out of that, eventually, can come business.
I love that. Yes. And, you know, LinkedIn is, it's like, it was one of the first social networks that I think a lot of business people really utilize. And yes, it's changed over the years. And sometimes it feels like it's lost its identity.
Right.
And there's a little more spam than there used to be. But it really is such a valuable business tool. I mean, I feel like LinkedIn is the old or the new modern version of the old Rolodex. Right. Combined with just, you know, good old fashioned networking when you utilize it that way. And, you know, these days it's also a safe haven from hot button topics. So on LinkedIn, it really is about business. And to that degree, I feel like LinkedIn has stayed true in that sense to who they are at the core. They're not trying to be the casual networking site. They're not trying to be the network where you keep up with your family. They really have been about business. And I'm going to say that, you know, the majority, a large percentage is really business focused. And even the personal sharing is shared from more of a business and professional perspective.
Definitely. Definitely. It does feel like a safe haven out of the noise that social has, you know, evolved into to a certain extent. I never really expect to use, let's say, Facebook for, you know, I mean, yeah, you use it for business, but as far as personal prospecting, that kind of thing, no. It's, you know, that's where I keep up with my silliness. But yeah, and you can even share, you know, like you said, interesting, fun things. But again, that's to, you know, show people a little bit more of who you are, but within that, through that business lens, for sure. And, you know, and, you know, I think it's another way to let people know that, hey, I'm here to be helpful. And isn't that really all we want? You know, everyone likes to have that swath of resources at their fingertips. If anyone's looking for someone in a certain area, that if you can make connections, I love connecting people. That'll help, you know, if it'll help them grow either their business or their lives, that's, you know, such fun. You know, it's also not a bad time of year. You know, if there's a person, if whether they were a prospect or just someone you've crossed paths with over the years that you haven't heard from in a while, it's a great time just to touch base and say, hey, you know, hope you're getting through all of Wave's hands around this. Okay. And, you know, hey, how about we have a 10-minute phone call or a coffee Zoom in the near future. It just, you know, it doesn't hurt to touch base with the people in your world just to see where they're at.
Absolutely. And, you know, so here's some things that I think people overlook about LinkedIn. Number one, right now, today, as you're listening to this podcast, take a few minutes and take a look at your LinkedIn profile. Make sure that it's fresh and updated, and take a little time to make sure that you have optimized it for search. Because remember, you know, a lot of times when people Google your name, they'll hit on your LinkedIn profile right at the top of the results. So it is really important to articulate your value proposition, have the right keywords in your profile.
Yeah.
And, you know, take a look around and look at some profile examples of people that you know and respect, and, you know, use the tips. And there's tons of information out there written about how to do that well too. But if you haven't made an update in a while, it's always nice to start the year by freshening things up.
Right.
I think the other thing that people miss is sharing your work on LinkedIn. I'm not sure why people don't do that. One of my clients, I did an interview recently with not like a major news outlet, but with, you know, good outlet. And he shared it on LinkedIn. And, you know, within like hours, the thing got 22,000 views and ended up being featured in LinkedIn News, all because he took the time to share something that he had talked about. And, you know, solo PR pros, particularly, you're out there, you're doing all these things, you're writing blog posts, you're doing great work for clients. But when it comes to LinkedIn, you never share any of that information. So don't forget to, you know, bring people inside of your work and your world, because I promise you that in and of itself is marketing for your business. It's a part of prospecting.
That is such a great reminder. And, you know, as you're saying it, I'm like, oh my gosh, of course, you know, and I think many of us in this business are all about, you know, getting the spotlight for our clients. And when it comes to ourselves, we're like, oh, we're either reluctant or, you know, just either don't want to or don't take the time. But, you know, when you really think about it, it's an investment in your business. It's not time lost. It's not time wasted. It's truly putting something back into your business. You know, liken it to if you had a brick and mortar store and you decided your waiting area needed some sprucing up, right? Well, that's not wasting money. That's putting money back in your business. Well, it's the same thing to talk about the work you're doing and let people know. And trust me, I'm preaching this to myself as I say it, because I really am horrible at that.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly am too, but you know, again, transparency, I'm horrible at it because I get wrapped up in doing other things. Now, I do share on other social networks, and I, you know, just organically talk about my clients and the work that they're doing and share their stuff, because I adore them and they're doing amazing things. And so I do like to share that along with everything else that I share. But it, you know, LinkedIn is, and, you know, let me say this, because I know here's the first question that comes up. Do you need to spend money to be successful on LinkedIn? No, you absolutely do not. You do not have to use InMail. You do not have to purchase the premium. Now, I do pay for an upgraded some of the features in LinkedIn, and I do utilize them and find them helpful, but you don't need that to be successful. You just have to be, you know, my favorite word, intentional about utilizing this platform that has, you know, there is a whole world full of amazing people on LinkedIn who can either be a client or be a referral path to business.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it, but take advantage of it in the best way. I mean, you don't want to be that person that connects with someone and then the next message you get in your inbox is, hey, buy my stuff. That's disgusting.
Hate it.
But you get to truly build a relationship. You know, I have connected with people who have, you know, seen something that I wrote and sent me a message and said, oh my God, you know, I really, and then I have furthered the conversation and said, hey, I'd love to do, you know, a Zoom with you and learn more about who you are. So use the opportunity to really get to know people strategically, of course, and, you know, converse with them in the inbox, you know, learn something about them. Hey, you know, I am reaching out to connect with you because of X, and then, you know, further that conversation, you know, I, you know, follow them, read what they're writing about,
yeah,
learn more about their interest in what they're doing. And yes, it takes work, but my God, it's a lot easier from your computer screen,
right,
than, you know, driving to a lot of in-person networking meetings and then doing that kind of follow-up afterward.
Which is so, it can be, you know, it's fun in the moment, but it can be so exhausting, and you truly, mm-hmm, wonder, you know, how much of that is fruitful. Whereas LinkedIn, you've got it at your fingertips. So, well, I am inspired, and I think I am ready to grab another cup of coffee and spend the first 15, 20 minutes of my day, spend it on LinkedIn. I think that's perfect advice for us to enter into this new week. So with that, we will send you off now to go use LinkedIn, you know, touch base with those people that you might not have heard from in a while, and just nurture those relationships, because trust, something eventually will probably come from it. So we thank you for listening. And until next time, we're here at That Solo Life.